I can hardly wait to go to the movies this morning. And today we're looking at a film about one of America's most successful businessmen, Ray Kroc. Not a household name, but his business is...
Yes.
Q, Jason.
Well, it's not Crocs, that's for sure.
It's not.
It's a restaurant called McDonald's. Can you imagine eating at Crocs? Of course, Croc has become a household name, but he didn't invent the Croc,
no.
Which I'm quite fond of. I love
Jason DeRosso, as you can hear, knows all about movies. He's our resident film critic here on RN. Tell us about this movie.
Yeah, this film's called The Founder, and it's about Ray Kroc, the man who founded McDonald's, but didn't actually invent the whole thing. Mm. The McDonald's brothers did, and he kind of hijacked the whole project and started the franchise, which, you know, the rest is history. An interesting film, actually, and one that I quite like. It stars Michael Keaton in the lead role. It's directed by John Lee Hancock, whose last film was about another kind of icon of American soft power, Walt Disney. That was called Saving Mr. Banks.
Oh, I love that movie.
Laura Dern's in this as well. She plays Ray Kroc's wife. Let me give you a taste of it. This is from the trailer.
I know what you're thinking. How the heck does a 52-year-old, over-the-hill milkshake machine salesman build a fast food empire with 1,600 restaurants and an annual revenue of $700 million? One word. Persistence.
Yeah, it's not really persistence, though. I think this is what's really interesting about this film is that it's quite a sunny, it has a sunny disposition, this film, like Michael Keaton himself. He's very likable, even into sort of approaching late middle age now. He has that kind of enthusiastic, boyish charm about him. So you can't help but like him. You can't help but sort of like his, be invested in his upward trajectory. But of course, by the end of it, you've realised that he's steamrolled past a lot of people in his life who supported him initially, not just the McDonald's brothers, but, you know, Laura Dern, who, as I mentioned earlier, plays his wife. So I think ultimately this film is deceptively simple. I think there's a lot going on here about, presenting a critique of, you know, American positive thinking and sales speak and all of that.
Okay. And boy, what an empire was he built.
Indeed.
Also this week, a film from Estonia called The Fencer, based on a true story too, but not about a great capitalist.
No, it was about a fencing champion, an Estonian fencing champion, based on a true story. He goes to hide out really from the KGB, becomes a physical education teacher at a small school. And it's set in an era where the film explains that there weren't a lot of male role models for Estonian kids because a lot of them had died in the war. Others, because they'd fought on the wrong side, had been persecuted by the Soviets. So they take him as a kind of surrogate father figure, and he ends up leading them to this fencing tournament in Leningrad, back into the lion's den, almost, you know, risking to blow his own cover. Look, it's a sort of formulaic film, but it's not a film that takes its audience for granted. There are kids involved, so you can imagine there are a couple of moments where your heart will melt here. I generally liked it. I mean, I sort of resist this kind of formulaic filmmaking, but I think it's hard not to like, really. It's so well done. And as I say, it's not a film that sort of delves into sort of cynical sentimentalism. So it's called The Fencer. And, also worth a look, talking to that director and the director of The Founder on the show this week.
Okay, and just briefly touching on an Australian film out this week called Ruin.
This is called Ruin. It is by one of our greatest young filmmakers at the moment, my favourite young filmmaker, Emil Corton Wilson. I should say it's co-directed by him because he's teamed up with a guy by the name of Michael Cody, who's co-writer and co-director on this. It's set in Cambodia. It's a love story. It's a road movie. It's very gritty. It's extremely beautiful. Michael Cody was a former Phnom Penh correspondent, so he knows a little bit about the country. They went there. They made this beautiful film with local actors about a prostitute and a factory worker on the run, a couple of damaged souls who themselves inflict damage, a wonderful elliptical, sublime piece of filmmaking that's in very limited release around the country. As we speak, there are screenings scheduled in Adelaide, Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne. Screen Australia have chipped in some money to sort of get this film out there because it's not really a commercial film, but I really recommend it to people. There are Q&A sessions with the filmmakers at the screening. So if you can see it, look in your guides. But the film is called Ruin, and it's one of the best Australian films we've seen in recent times.
And you're talking about that on The Final Cut?
I'll talk about that briefly, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
Jason DeRosso, our resident film critic and host of The Final Cut, his film show. Tomorrow morning you can hear it on RN at 11:30.